Jeremiah chapter 21, the word which came to Jeremiah from Yahweh when King Zedekiah sent to him Pashur and Zephaniah, saying, "Please inquire of Yahweh for us, for Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, makes war against us. Perhaps Yahweh will deal with us according to all his wondrous works, that he may go up from us." So Jerusalem was surrounded by the Babylonians, and Jeremiah had been begging the people to repent so that this wouldn't happen. And now the king and the leaders realize that it is pretty bad, and they just wonder if Zedekiah can work something with God for them. Well, Jeremiah said to them, "You shall tell Zedekiah, 'Thus says Yahweh, behold, I will turn back the weapons of war that are in your hands with which you fight against the king of Babylon and the Chaldeans who are besieging you outside the walls, and I will gather them into the midst of this city. I myself will fight against you with an outstretched hand and with a strong arm. I will strike the inhabitants of this city. Afterwards, says Yahweh, I will deliver Zedekiah, king of Judah, and his servants, even such as are left in this city, from the plague, from the sword, and from the famine. I'll deliver them into the hand of Nebuchadnezzar and into the hand of their enemies, and he shall strike them with the edge of the sword and will not spare them." So, how tempting it would have been for Jeremiah not to say that. I mean, Zedekiah was the king after all, and he wanted to know whether Jeremiah could kindly talk to God and, well, stop this invasion happening. And instead, the message is exactly the opposite. At the beginning of the book of Jeremiah, we read that God strengthened Jeremiah so that he could say these things. And often, when it comes to preaching God's word, you sometimes have to tell people what they don't want to hear, that death is unconsciousness, that there is no salvation offered in the Bible outside the Lord Jesus. Stuff like that, which is very hard for people to accept, and moral issues as to how we should live our lives. And it's tempting to water it down, but Jeremiah doesn't. "And to this people you shall say, thus says Yahweh, behold, I set before you the way of life and the way of death." You notice with God's dealings with us, there's no third way. You can either choose life or you choose death. There isn't a third way. Well, okay, yeah, I'll just have a bit of this and a bit of that. And the fact that life's like that means that we should choose God's way with all our heart, because there is no other choice. It's either life or death. "He who remains in this city will die by the sword, by the famine, and by the plague. But he who surrenders to the Chaldeans who are besieging you, he will live." Well, that wasn't what they wanted to hear, was it? They wanted to hear Jeremiah encouraging the soldiers with all this stuff about, "We will fight to the end and we will win," and all this. But instead, he says, "Look, surrender. Recognize that you've sinned. For I have set my face against this city for evil and not for good, says Yahweh. And it will be given into the hand of the king of Babylon, and he will burn it with fire. And about the house of the king of Judah, hear the word of the Lord. Execute justice in the morning and deliver him who is robbed from the hand of the oppressor, lest my wrath go forth like fire and burn so that none can quench it. I am against you, O inhabitant of the valley and rock of the plain, says Yahweh, you that say, who shall come down against us, or who shall enter into our habitations? I will punish you according to the fruit of your doings." Well, this wasn't what the royal family wanted to hear, certainly wasn't what the king wanted to hear. And yet, Jeremiah speaks God's word as it is. No wonder people hated him. And yet, as we're going to see later with Zedekiah, they had a conscience. Because when you preach, there's a hole in the heart of every human being that somewhere deep inside knows that you are telling the truth if you teach God's word as it is.